BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. How I talk too loud in public. Also, follow me, follow you, but who follows who? Our Twitter game and some really bad news for Gabby Logan. We break some great news, however, to Chris's mum about her local newspaper. How I want a Hollywood laugh, like the reporters that have been interviewing Chris all week about the Mila Kunis thing. And Matt Edmondson finds an alternative use for post-it notes on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
So the When Chris Met Mila Kunis video has now had over 8 million views on internet.
That was a week ago.
A week ago, that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Because we sent you there after the show. It's been, what kind of week's it been, Chris?
Bonkers.
You say that in every interview.
I know, people have started to take the mickey because...
Bonkers.
Yeah, every one of these interviews, weirdly I've had to do interviews about the interview.
Yeah.
I panic in those and I just keep using this word, bonkers.
So he's been in a lot of magazines and newspapers all over the world. He's been on E! News in America, Access Hollywood. He's been on CNN. Loads of people have covered it in Australia. It's literally gone bonkers.
Mm.
Worldwide. But, as we were saying the other day, with your parents, the only thing that they care about is being in the local paper. Like, your mum won't really care that you've been on CNN.
It was very odd. And I saw my dad last night and he was like, well, how's it going, Christopher? And I tried to explain it to him and it was very difficult for him to understand the Twitter and all that. And
basically, it's what they understand. And if it's not been in the local paper... It isn't worth anything.
It's weird that,
it's though. Not a story.
All we're talking about here is the Watford Observer.
I know, but, well, I'm sure the Watford Observer is very good.
No, it is, it's incredible, but my mum and dad just don't seem to care about the CNN or...
Is it a free newspaper?
Not sure.
Okay. Does it come through the door?
Well, yeah, I know my mum reads it.
All right, so she may... Paper.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come and through that letterbox, it's not news.
Mm. In her eyes, anyway.
Well, we've got some good news. It's made it to the Watford Observer, not just the website, actually in print in the newspaper. Is this today?
Yes,
this is great news
today.
And also, can you read me what it says at the bottom, please? It does the story about...
Yeah, it does the whole article.
About when Chris met Mila Kunis and blah, 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 does all that and how it's been a worldwide viral hit. And then at the end, last paragraph.
He later phoned the Watford Observer about the interview because he knew his mother would like to read about it in her local paper.
Brilliant. So they've printed in the paper that you called up yourself and gave them the story.
Yeah, but they haven't said, you know, that it was something we did for the show where we called them and tried to get the story in.
No,
it just makes it sound like I
like
rang them on the slide.
Them up and go, please, can you put it in, please? Which
rubbish.
You did.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I quite like to call your mum, if that's all right, and just say what she's saying.
I don't understand. You often do this.
I like speaking to your mum.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Okay. I bet you she doesn't care about any of the stuff, like, around the world. All about the local paper. Same as my mum. Like, whenever I'm in the paper in Southampton, she will go to the newsagent and buy, like, so many copies of it.
It's just more exciting for them.
It's really exciting. Because it's kind of in their world.
Mm.
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Did you see the paper?
I did.
Do you like it?
Chris, I'm so excited. I mean, you're in the paper.
Mm.
I can't wait to tell everyone at work.
But you're not so fussed about CNN?
About what?
Or Access Hollywood?
Well, yeah, I saw a bit about that, but I mean, that's all on the internet, isn't it? I mean, the paper. But we'll have to get lots of copies, Chris, and send them to the grandparents and various relatives and the neighbours. And I mean, everyone's going to want to see it, aren't they?
Yeah. Are you proud?
I am proud, Chris. And you know what? What really is so... what I'm so pleased about is at long last, you've done something with your life.
Thank you. It. All right, bye, Mum.
Okay, bye.
What did I say?
That happened.
All about the local paper.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Right, there's something I really need to stop doing. Because it It just happened again yesterday, and I'm aware that I do it a lot.
Is have it you, tanning?
As, no.
Is it
I haven't tanned
something
for
with
a
your
while.
Teeth?
No, they're fine. They're actually very low maintenance, my teeth. Once you've had them done, just brush them, innit?
What else could it be?
Okay, right. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed before that I say things that I probably shouldn't say far too loud in public? So everyone around me is worried that people are going to hear. So like, say you're my friend and we're in a lift or something. I'll say something too loud and you'll go, Scott, shut up.
You do this all the time.
I don't know why, but like, I'm just like, it's fine. They won't hear me. And often they do. So I was with a mate in a clothes shop the other day and my friend whispered to me, look at his hair. Like whispered.
Mm.
So I answered back really loudly, what about his hair? Turn around to see there's a man with a full mullet, like proper full-on mullet,
right.
To the right of us, which is what my friend was whispering it. And I'm like, what about his hair? Obviously, at that point, my friend just closes his eyes and like, I want the floor to swallow me right now.
Yeah.
Now, you have been in situations with me like this before.
Loads. But I mean, quite a few times this happens. People turn around, see it's you. And then I think they're too scared.
No, I don't think that's true.
Too scared to stand up to you.
No.
And you get away with it.
I don't think I'm being that loud, but I think I'm obviously am.
Yeah.
There was another time when I was at an airport and I was looking at the shoes in, they had like a shoe sale on, and it was another thing of like, oh God, look at those shoes. What? And it's just like, it's embarrassing for everyone.
Mm. I've been with you. I remember one time where you just pointed at something and just started laughing. Like you don't have this self-control.
I don't have any self-edit in what. In what it
in these
is.
Situations?
No, I don't at all.
Mm.
So I will point and laugh at something.
Yeah, you're just, but really over
like,
the top,
like that. And it's like everyone can hear you.
It's really rude.
It's a bit rude, and I'm just trying to stop it because I don't. It's not that I want to be rude. It's just that I think they can't hear me, and they obviously can. Just something I'm going to work on. You know, so many people are louder than they think. It's not just me. Emily's been on, and her sister has exactly the same problem. For example, Wednesday, just gone, Emily says she was in a supermarket looking terrible. She's talking about herself.
Mm.
And just generally on the hunt for chocolate. You know when you've got spots and you look rubbish in the supermarket? And this boy that Emily had been texting suddenly appears in the supermarket in one of the aisles. So Emily grabs her sister, pulls her down the aisle saying, I need socks! And then she shouts, the sister, who have you seen?
Oh no.
Then he texts asking Emily, was that you in the supermarket? She doesn't think it's probably going to happen now.
It's a bit cringeworthy.
He's not been on since. This is the best one. I feel really good that I've admitted this today, the pointing and laughing thing. And also the saying things too loud because, I don't know, I just felt like I was maybe the only person.
Is it
really
like you're in recovery?
A little bit. I feel like I'm kind of like working through my issues.
Mm.
Cara, who works on the show, was in a wedding dress shop. Trying on some wedding dresses. She is actually getting married. It's not like a thing that she does.
I find this weird with
weekends.
Girls. I've learned about this, that girls go to wedding dress, like wedding dress shops.
Yeah.
There's shops for them.
There are shops for them, yes.
And girls go along as a group, even if they're not getting married, pretend they're getting married.
Some do.
And then get to try them on. I find that slightly odd.
It's one of my favourite films, Muriel's Wedding. What a film.
This is what girls do.
Yeah, you should watch it. But she is actually getting married, so it's fair enough. So she's trying on wedding dresses. There's another girl in the shop who's on her final fitting. So this is the dress she's actually going to wear at her wedding. And she's in the next dressing room. And they're both out looking at the mirrors. You know, you go out and there's like mirrors everywhere so you can see what it looks like on.
Yeah.
And the lady in the shop says to Cara, so what is it do you want? And she's like, she points and says, well, I don't want anything like that, for example. That one opposite. I mean, that is horrendous.
The one that the girl's wearing?
Yes.
Oh.
Then the girl and her family...
Why would you do that?
The girl and her family turn round and look directly at Cara, at which point she goes, I meant, obviously for you, it looks great. It would just look awful on me. I mean, it's perfect for you. In fact, she even said the words, it's so you.
Yeah, but horrendous for me.
It works for you, but like just would look terrible on me.
Oh, lovely.
Too loud. So I've finally accepted that I say things too loud in public. I can't judge my own volume. It's like I think they can't hear me, but they can. So all my friends are like, shut up, I can hear you, and generally get embarrassed.
It can be awkward being with you in those situations. I've got to be honest.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry to all my friends if you're listening. This is The Ultimate, Becca in Portsmouth. So Becca is in the supermarket with her boyfriend at the checkout. The lady in front has put cream cakes on the conveyor belt. Now, Becca was on a diet at the time, so when she said this next thing, she meant she was talking about herself. So says to her boyfriend, "Fatty wants a cream cake."
No way.
Meaning herself.
No, 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 no,
meaning that she wanted one. The woman in front with the cakes on the conveyor belt, not happy. Fatty wants a cream cake. Oh, rubbish.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for... Follow me, follow you, but who follows who? I like this game.
I love this game because it stirs things up a little bit.
Yeah, I like it. Perfect for Friday, this. Play along at home or at college or if you're doing work or whatever. Now, this game all started with this fact, which we discovered from Real or No Real.
Nelly doesn't even follow Kelly Rowland on Twitter.
Oh, ouch. It's got to hurt, hasn't it? Even though they did a massive song together. Don't follow each other. Another favourite that we found was that I follow Zane Lowe, but Zane doesn't follow me. He quickly corrected that afterwards.
That was changed within 5 minutes.
Certainly was. So, play along at home fun. 10 Scott Mills points on offer for everyone that you guess correctly. Keep your own score, Chris. You lot at home, keep your own score. First stop, let's go over to the old T4 presenters. They used to be such a happy family, didn't they, on the telly?
Oh, this is a good one.
Until their show was cancelled, I think, before its time. So, tell me, does Jameela Jamil follow Will Best?
Yes.
You think yes, she does follow him? That's correct. She does. Does Will Best follow Jameela Jamil?
No.
Wrong. No.
He does
follow. Does Nick Grimshaw follow Will Best?
Yes.
Correct. Does Will Best follow Nick Grimshaw?
Yes.
Correct. Yes, it's going very well so far, isn't it? Does Matt Edmondson follow Jameela Jamil?
Yes.
Damn right. Does Matt Edmondson follow Georgia O'Kell?
Yes.
Fact. See, they're all still friends,
they're all still in touch.
This
is good to hear.
Despite the fact they're not on TV together anymore, they're all still in touch. Does Jameela follow Georgia?
Yes.
Sadly not.
Oh.
Does Georgia follow Jameela?
This is a tricky one now. I'm going to say yes. In the hope that it was just an error on Jameela's part.
No. Don't follow each other.
Oh, wow. So who's that? I'll write that down.
Jameela Jamil and Georgia off of T4. Georgia O'Kell. Okay, and now, next round. Hope you're keeping your score. On to the TV sensation of the year. Splash! It is coming back for a second series. You loves it. So, let's go over to the presenters of Splash. Does Gabby Logan follow Vernon Kay?
Yes.
Correct. That could be embarrassing. Does Vernon Kay follow Gabby Logan?
I'm going to say yes on this one.
No.
Doesn't.
Splash beef. Awkward.
It's always awkward when one follows the other, but not the other way around.
Exactly that. Okay, this is good. So we move from that onto some top pop collaborators here. They've made a song together. Surely they're the best of friends, right? What a song! Does Beyonce follow Shakira?
Yes, defo.
No!
No!
Does Shakira follow Beyonce? They say their names at the start of the song together.
I'm going to say yes.
Does Shakira follow Beyonce? You're saying yes?
Yeah.
No! Ooh. Awkward.
Beyonce and Shakira. What's going on?
And next. What about this one? This is classic. Justin Bieber and Mariah Carey. This happened. Do you remember? All I Want for Christmas Is You. They recorded it together. I don't even know why.
Oh, no.
Don't you remember this?
No. Don't
this
play
is wrong, isn't it?
Don't play this. Oh, I feel we should talk over this, otherwise it...
Is this creating problems?
Yeah, don't do the Christmas thing now.
It's March.
Don't do it now.
Yes!
No.
It's fine, it's for a quiz. It's not, it doesn't count.
Just think of it as backing music.
Yeah, it's definitely backing music, not actually on radio now.
No.
So does Justin Bieber follow Mariah Carey? Think about it. They clearly spent a lot of time together filming the video.
Yeah, and they're both megastars. I'm saying yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Does Mariah follow Justin?
Yeah. All I want no. For... Mm? No.
Does Mariah follow Justin?
Yes.
Correct. See you there, friends.
That's all right, then.
She doesn't care if he goes out in a gas mask.
She should.
She should be the one keeping an eye on him. Now, this is the ultimate. Remember this?
Oh, please. They've...
Dido had a massive, massive career off the back of this. She
Such
does have
a tune.
She does have a new song out. Yeah, I know. Eminem obviously speaks for itself, but does Dido follow Eminem?
Surely. Oh, please don't say that. This is going to be yes.
This is an amazing game. So you're saying yes, Dido does follow Eminem.
Of course.
Correct. Yes, she does.
Oh, no, this is terrible. So does Eminem follow Dido? That's what you're about to ask.
That's what I'm asking you.
Everything about this makes me want to say yes. I've got a horrible feeling it's going to be no. I'm going to say yes.
Do you think she sat there by the phone waiting for Eminem to call, maybe to do the follow-up?
Come on, surely. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, ouch.
Ooh.
No follow,
You've
I'm afraid.
A classic.
I know.
Collaboration. There.
It's harsh, but that's true. And that was follow me, follow you. But who follows who? Love that game. And there's brass on it. Oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess where I'm going tonight? Think about it. Everyone says it. I've got the music taste of a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, you're not, are you? Bieber.
Yes! I can't wait. Oh, but don't be turning up 2 hours late, Bieber. I won't have none of that nonsense.
Do you think he'll make it through tonight?
I don't know. I mean, it was touch and go for a while at the gig last night, apparently, where he went off stage and they were like, "We're trying to work out what to do with his lungs."
Is there a drama every night with this man?
I don't know, but I kind of hope so. You're obsessed with him.
I'm not obsessed with
you
him.
Are.
I'm obsessed around this circus that is surrounding him.
Right.
Because he's...
So you're obsessed with him?
So he's staying in a hotel near to work. And I find it fascinating, the amount of people... And he's sort of wandering around the streets round here.
In a gas mask. Yeah. That's what I would do if I was a pop star. All that.
I'm not obsessed with him. I'm just obsessed about this whole Bieber fever thing.
Well, you've
been
taken in by it then, haven't you?
Well...
So, tell us what happens and how excited you get when you know that he's just come back to the hotel.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't at all.
You do, though.
I don't. You're making this out that I'm really pleased to see him.
And I'm also, what about when he went to McDonald's? Just down the road from Radio 1.
This is it. I heard someone...
You're tracking him on the internet.
I'm tracking him because I want to see how his life relates to mine. And
it doesn't.
But no, I think you're making out that I'm a
Apart
massive
from
Bieber
you've,
fan.
No, I'm not saying that, but you are obsessed with his movements. Like, you want to know what he's going
to
do next.
I want
next.
To know what he's up to.
Why?
Because I don't know. I feel someone needs to keep an eye on him.
Why?
I don't know.
What's he going to do? Well, he's plotting to take over the world?
Well, I feel like he's flown in here with this massive circus around
him. Are you jealous of Justin Bieber?
Not at all.
You're about to pass his views on the internet anyway.
No. I just think someone needs to keep an eye on this guy and just make sure that it's all above board, because I don't like...
What, it's not going to be above board?
Well, he's strolling around London in a gas mask.
So?
I've got no time for it.
It's Justin Bieber. It's my favourite quote for a while. He's strolling around London in a gas mask. It shouldn't be allowed.
True.
Latest picture. I know you love to know where he is. Latest picture of Bieber lying shirtless on a hospital bed.
Oh, I've just seen it.
Hello, I'm getting better. This is after he was, Well, he had a few breathing difficulties last night, apparently, on stage. Better not be having them tonight. I mean, I know you can't plan breathing difficulties.
Who's taken
But it would be inconvenient.
It's weird.
He's
not even taken it of himself. Someone's taken this picture.
Like, yep, I'm getting. He's in hospital, and yes, I do have my top off.
But is that the doctor who's taken that?
Yeah, it's like, could you just... hi there, doctor. Could you just take this picture of me? I'll just whip my top off, and then if you can just... We'll just put this on the internet.
It's not in a gas mask, I noticed.
It's not this time. No, you're obsessed with the gas mask.
Maybe that's what caused breathing difficulties. General question.
It shouldn't be allowed. The Scott Mills Daily. So if you haven't heard about this or seen it, if you've not seen the video yet, I sent Chris here off as a bit of a joke this time last week, about 4 o'clock last week, to interview somebody who I said was a Hollywood A-list. He didn't believe me all week. Then I told him at the end of the show it was Mila Kunis. He panicked. 10 minutes later, he was in the room with Mila Kunis having a chat. He didn't know what to say. He kind of made it up. It went really off the rails. And then turned into a global phenomenon. That's all you need to know if you've not seen it.
It's quite a story.
It's a story. It's been a very busy week for you.
Yeah.
This week he's done interviews all over the world. The video has been played on various channels in places as far apart as New Zealand and Argentina. Mm. It's gone global, baby, especially in America. Hollywood loves it. They do. They're obsessed with it. Access Hollywood have been on. E! News were on it this week. And the thing is, these people don't actually know what you do. Let's face it, we all struggle with that.
How do you feel about this? Like, a week ago, this was your idea. You knew in your head what...
I think it's brilliant. It's really good.
But you couldn't have imagined this.
No, it's a massive fluke, and it's one that won't ever happen again. But let's just revel in it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And there's no point going, oh, let's do a follow-up video, because the beauty of this is that we didn't think about it. Did Psy think about Gangnam Style before he released it? No, it was just another track of his 7th album.
We're still waiting on the second, aren't we?
We're still waiting on the second track. Just leave it. I've just... compared you to Gangnam Style, which is weird.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyway, these people don't know who you are, let's face it, so they just make it up. So here are my personal favourite descriptions of you this week.
BBC Radio, this guy Chris Stark, who's part of a comedy team.
Chris Stark of the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1.
Chris Stark of the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1.
25-year-old Chris Stark.
The 25-year-old DJ.
The 25-year-old.
Chris Stark is on hold. Chris Stark is the reporter from the BBC.
The BBC Radio rookie reporter. Radio personality Chris Stark. The journalist.
Joining us right now from London, that cagey whippersnapper himself, Chris Stark.
The nervous interviewer.
Seasoned sniper radio host. A total sensation.
An internet star.
Chris, you're the latest instant phenomenon.
Starstruck rookie reporter. His name is Chris Stark. This anxious guy.
This anxious guy.
Incredible, isn't it?
So you've been called radio personality. Journalist.
BBC One reporter.
Yep. Rookie reporter. Cagey whippersnapper. Internet star. Instant phenomenon, and my favourite is rookie reporter.
Yeah, seasoned sniper, rookie reporter.
Yeah.
Radio personality Chris Stark.
It's just bonkers.
It is bonkers. But what a week it's been for this. For
radio personality Chris Stark.
It's been very good. Do you know what? I think you deserve like a fanfare. Would you like a fanfare?
Is this what I'm getting for 8 million? 8 million.
8 million views. Well done. I've decided I want a Hollywood laugh.
What do you mean?
As shown by the guy on Access Hollywood who interviewed you about the Mila Kunis thing.
Well, he's our
favourite,
isn't he?
Billy Bush? That's Billy Bush, right? George W.'s cousin.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
I know. Listen to his Hollywood laugh. I'm going to do this. This is straight out of Anchorman.
He was supposed to ask questions about Mila's new movie, Oz the Great and Powerful. Instead, he panicked, much to Mila's amusement. He was supposed to ask questions about Mila's new movie, Oz the Great and Powerful. Instead, he panicked, much to Mila's amusement.
Really? Got a laugh in my voice.
Why is George W. Bush's cousin talking about me?
I don't
know.
It's
just mad.
It's weird. When you think about it like that, yes. Also, hey, Chris.
Yes.
I'm trying to do it. Has any...
It's really hard to do.
It's actually quite hard. It's a skill. Real or no real coming up with Matt Edmondson. I just sound like a sheep.
Sound like a... Yeah, sheep.
Also, no one's heard from Mila Kunis since, have they?
What do you mean?
Think she's in hiding?
Well, I didn't do anything.
I think she's in hiding. I think she wants this whole sorry thing to blow over, and she's just keeping it on the low until then.
Really?
Hoping that it will go away. I think so. Well, not heard from her since.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did a little talk last night about the show I did in Uganda a couple of years ago.
People still talk about that a lot.
I know. It did have a bit of an impact.
Mm.
Just about the way gay people are treated in Uganda. It was on BBC Three a couple of years ago. And I got asked to do a talk about it last night at Exeter College, which is one of the colleges at Oxford. And it was really good. However, you probably didn't have this in your uni. We had dinner beforehand. I think I can put this picture up. It's allowed, because they let me take pictures in there. I was in a 13th century dining room where everyone else was wearing gowns.
What? Well, and like Harry Potter?
Just like that.
It sounds very different to my time at uni.
It's a bit different to your uni canteen.
Was Baywatch on?
What?
Was this at their uni? Their
Baywatch
union?
Wasn't, yeah, but we were having dinner.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, this is the dinner before my talk. So they let us in to have dinner. Very nice it was too. But yeah, like some... Like loads of posters on the wall. Posters? Loads of portraits on the wall, not posters. That was your one.
Yeah.
Of, you know, famous lecturers from years gone by.
And who do they include? Do you remember? Or
no, they did tell me.
The very
remember.
Prominent people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd know them if you'd been to Oxford. But just want to say thank you, because it was really nice to do that last night, and they were lovely, so thank you. I'm going to put this picture up, because it's impressive. This is not a normal Thursday night dinner.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Matt Edmondson.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? You all right?
I'm really good. I feel that... Well, obviously, we saw each other this time last week.
Yeah, we did. Not much has happened in the week, has it?
Whoa.
Been very quiet for you guys, right?
Well, I feel that you were part of the history, the beginning. The very beginning before this Mila Kunis thing kind of took off around the world.
I cannot believe it. It's been so much fun listening to this all week. It's incredible. Hearing all those clips that you're playing every day of Chris, I feel like I should get my autograph book out and get Chris a little signature, because you're now a worldwide superstar.
But well, what's crazy is when Matt, do you remember, like, he was sitting in here,
yeah,
and when we were playing a song, Matt was like, well, the thing is, when you go off there, just keep talking, like, don't give him a chance. Like, he was trying to give me advice. And I was just like,
don't stop talking.
Yeah. Whatever.
That KG whippersnapper himself.
That's you.
KG whippersnapper. Bumbling BBC journalist Chris Starr.
Sniper radio host.
Sniper radio host.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. And my favourite.
Starstruck rookie reporter.
Yeah. Yeah, so that happened in a week.
It was incredible. So we've all seen the video. Was there any kind of banter on the way in or way out that wasn't filmed between you and Mila?
No, on the way in, it was... Because it's weird in that situation, isn't it? And you don't know what to do. So you sort of sit down and someone was doing her makeup. So I was like, should I say hello now? Or so I just left her to it. I sat there and waited for an opportunity to say hello. And then eventually I was like, all right. And she wasn't ready. So I waited again and then I was like, hello. And
go. Yeah.
And how was it left? Was there a sort of lingering stare into each other's eyes?
No, it left when I tried to shake everyone's hand in the room, because I thought I'd try to be polite about
sure.
it, because there's loads of people in there. And you shake, and I was sort of ushered out because she was in a hurry.
As you were shaking people's hands, you were
ushered
out.
Well, yeah, I went up to like the cameraman and the lighting, but they were like, come on, she's in
get out.
At least you didn't go for the full kiss, which a lot of people do. The members of The Wanted, the first time I met them, they came into a radio studio and kissed everyone in the radio
yeah.
studio. Producers, like people who worked on the show.
The Jonas Brothers were like that.
Are they very kissy?
Very kissy.
Do they end by all kissing each other?
sorry.
Real or no real time, check this lot out.
Kesha, of Kesha fame, has an IQ of over 140, a score rated near genius.
So okay. We're talking about Kesha here.
Kesha near
off of
genius.
TikTok.
We've said this before,
yeah.
that she could be a genius.
Or what?
Or
what
an
way?
Idiot. She could be an idiot
She could
as well.
Be an idiot.
Could swing
also,
either
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I just sort of think, when has Kesha had the time to go for an IQ test? When's she been popping into Mensa? Is that part of her MTV show? A slow week.
That's happening, isn't it, the MTV show?
I think it is.
Mm. Is it?
Mm. Where they follow Kesha around, hitting on dudes.
Isn't it like a film by her brother or something like that?
That's right.
So essentially,
yeah.
she's just got someone on a smartphone following her around and going, yeah. oh, we'll flog this to MTV. They'll yeah. show anything on that channel.
Yeah.
And they are.
Do you know what? I reckon that could be real. I reckon it could be.
I'm going to say no real.
Okay.
That one's real.
Oh!
What?
She's a genius.
Who knew?
Kesha.
Putting her talents to good use.
That's right.
Fair play.
And next.
When post-it notes were originally invented, they were designed to be a Christmas decoration.
Whoa, imagine it would jazz up a tree, wouldn't it?
Would it?
Would, actually. And so easy to attach.
But the thing is, you can make them into any decoration of your choice. If you want to draw a Santa Claus on one, draw it on. Want to draw a little effigy of Christ, pop that on it.
Or a snowflake.
Little snowflake.
All fine.
Well, you could cut it up to make a snowflake.
Yes,
as long as you don't cut the sticky bit. I mean, it's quite a good idea. If no one's marketed that, then let's do it. But I suspect no.
I suspect no because of the colour of them. You see, they're traditionally yellow, aren't they?
Not always.
Not always, Chris.
No, but not always.
Do not stereotype a post-it note, yeah, please.
But what I'm saying is traditionally they're yellow, which is probably the first, so why would it be a Christmas decoration and do it like that colour?
Well, I've got weird pink ones.
Well, it goes well with green.
Real or no real, post-it notes used to be Christmas decorations.
I'm saying no real.
Well, I would say, why did they stop, if that's the case? Because it seems like a good idea, so no real.
That one is no real.
You were right to go with that, both of you. And what about this one?
The first commercial photocopying machine was so prone to bursting into flames that it was fitted with its own fire extinguisher.
Yeah, I can kind of imagine.
I
can imagine, like, the prototype of everything Lord Sugar has ever put out started with it setting on fire and him having to put it out with a fire extinguisher.
I don't know whether it was just the Radio 1 photocopier in our old building, but if you got close enough, there was it did smell a bit burny. Do you know what I mean? A bit like toast or something.
Then it might have been that someone had dropped some toast down the back.
Possibly. Hill. It was photocopying toast.
Yeah.
Don't know why you would.
No.
I'm going to say real.
I think it was a poor attempt to cover the health and safety with the new equipment.
It would have been a big... I mean, I know they're big and clunky anyway. Can you imagine the first one would have been ridiculous?
Yeah. When we say attached, are we suggesting it's like automated? So it's poised above it and waiting for a fire just to come down on it. Like you have to... It's just strapped on. You have to take it off and extinguish the fire yourself.
Yeah.
What are we saying then?
Paper's very flammable, isn't it?
That's real. Right.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Doing really well today, boys.
Good Friday.
Next.
Hospitals in America have recorded a 14% increase in neck injuries since the beginning of February, thought to be due to internet viral sensation, the Harlem Shake.
Why would that...
Yeah.
It is violent nodding, isn't it?
It's whatever you want it to be, I think.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Harlem Shake, isn't it? There's no sort of designated dance moves.
No, that's why I think it's a little bit rubbish.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely rubbish, yeah. I mean, it's still going on, isn't it? People are still making
all
the videos.
All viral things are.
Oh, look, here's me.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Not all viral things, Chris. Some are brilliant.
Here's me and me bunch of workmates at the post office doing the Harlem Shake. Mm. Well, thanks probably, very much for the video.
Do you know what? We're probably the only ones to have not done it yet.
Yeah. It's rarer to be part of a group who've not done the Harlem Shake than it is to be part of
one. Do you know what? Let's all make a pact right now. Let's not.
Yeah? Okay. Hands in the middle like the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Come
and
on.
Lovely.
Good.
Real or no real, Harlem Shake injuries.
Here's the thing. They say it's suspected to be linked to the Harlem Shake. Mm. That doesn't mean that it is, but the statistic could still be true.
Yeah.
The rise could have happened. I'm saying no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
Mm.
Yeah.
At the end of that
game, I scored 20, Matt scored 40.
Yes,
good day for Matt.
That is my best ever real or no real.
That's very good. Good one today. Matt Edmondson, back on your radio tomorrow at 10 o'clock. What have you got?
We've got Jake Humphrey on from the Formula One. Now, I used to work with Jake years ago, and we looked ludicrous, stood side by side. So I'll get the webcams on. I don't know how they're going to frame it, because obviously I'm the size of a sort of a child, like a hobbit. And he is a giant. And we used to do kids' TV together years ago, and it was a nightmare. I used to basically have to perch on his lap. So maybe that's how I'll have to do the interview. There's an idea for an
interview. Were you like the aardvark? Was it like that? Was I a
puppet? Yeah, did Jake have his hand? That was not the case. on my shoulders. No, I was not a puppet. I was a real person.
Oh, right.
I mean, I might, if you Google the pictures of me, and I urge you not to, my hair makes me look like I am a little
You're
puppet.
Definitely real.
Yeah.
Okay, so
he's on.
Jake Humphrey.
Yeah, Laura Whitmore's on doing a quiz playing against my mum on Sunday with her mum. It's Mother's Day. We're having a mum off.
That sounds
lovely.
Horrible.
But, yeah. Good. Oh, and Rylan does a brilliant prank phone call on his mum in a game called Word to Your Mother, where we give him five words to slip in. We have very much worked back from the title. Five words to slip into a phone call, which include the Pope and Dr. Christian Jessen. And he fabricates the most amazing story about hanging out with both of those people, which his mum falls for hook, line and sinker.
Oh, bless.
So that's on Sunday.
How was the Diary of Tyo Cruz?
It was good. Well, sadly, Super it ended diary. In disaster. It ended in a tribe of Native Americans becoming very ill last week. You'll have to listen back on the podcast.
I want to hear that.
Yeah.
That was. We were really excited about that.
Yeah, Diary of Tyo Cruz.
I'll give you a clue. It always ends exactly the same way. So once you've heard one, you've heard them all.
As I have heard one. Is that it?
He always throws his hands in the air and says, Ayo, got to let go to some sort of detriment of other people. In this case, a vaccine got destroyed.
Right, good. That's the Matt Emerson podcast. Get that and listen to his show tomorrow at 10. You're doing this show next Tuesday.
I am. I'm really scared about it.
Don't be scared.
Quite looking forward, but your audience is a nice audience.
They're really nice.
Yeah.
Look after Matt on Tuesday. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Scott.
Make sure you join us on Radio 1 if you can between 1 and 4. Back on Monday afternoon, or you can always get these handy podcasts. Look for the Scott Mills Daily, including Tap End 1:45 Monday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.